This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Remember this sound? Yep, that's how we used to get online. And it's all we knew. We listened to those squeals and burps as we waited to hear AOL guy proclaim,
"You've got mail."
Well, now we have our high-speed internet, and those modem days are back in prehistoric times. But my next guests intend to make our existing internet access seem as outdated as that old dial-up modem. Mark Hudson and Eddie Demi are two of the three co-founders of Rocket Fiber. You've been reading about it and hearing about it. It's a super high-speed internet service that's coming to downtown Detroit and Midtown. It's a venture being bankrolled by Dan Gilbert. Mark and Eddie, so good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Don't ever let it be said that an idea put into the company's suggestion box doesn't catch the boss's eye. Isn't that how you got this all off the ground in the first place, Mark?
Yeah, so back in January of 2013, Sunday evening, getting ready to call it a night, I was reading an article about Google Fiber, which had just gone live in Kansas City, and talking about all the entrepreneurs and technology companies that were flocking to Kansas City wanting to take advantage of that next generation internet speed. People with big visions of becoming the next Netflix, the next YouTube, the next high-tech company. Thought it was an incredible idea and did a quick write-up and submitted it to a website the next morning when I got into work that we have at Quicken Loans called the Cheese Factory. It's an idea portal where you submit anything from a suggestion like putting a push-pull sign on a door to building a fiber optic internet network. And what happened next was we emailed it out to the entire IT department, so it was 1,200 people. People just went nuts. I mean, we could tell right away there was a lot of traction there, a lot of excitement around doing something similar to Google Fiber in Detroit. So it kind of started us on this road of, you know, what we thought at first would maybe to attract Google Fiber when we realized that wasn't happening, to eventually where we're at now, which is building our own fiber optic internet network.
So, Eddie, it's kind of like Google Fiber, you snooze, you lose.
I guess it's a good way of putting it.
And what is the ultimate goal?
Bridge the digital divide in Detroit. That's our mission. You know, there's many things we want to do, but that's definitely what pushes us.
And then break that down. How do you want to bridge the digital divide, Mark?
Well, for one, you know, we want to put downtown Detroit on the map in terms of being a technology hub. You know, there's a lot of entrepreneurship and technology endeavors going on downtown right now. We thought one way to throw gas on the fire would be to build this world-class infrastructure. So that's the first component of it.
And how world-class will it be? How fast do you want to make internet service downtown?
Yeah, so we're launching, our residential speed will be a gigabit. So that's roughly 100 times faster than the average residential connection today. On the business side, we're starting at a gigabit and going up from there. So almost limitless possibilities in what we can do on the commercial side. So there's only a handful of major metro areas in the country right now that have this technology, Kansas City being one of them. Austin, Texas is getting it, Chattanooga, and there's a number of other cities that have been announced as well. But we're still on the cutting edge of this kind of what we call the gigabit revolution. So that's kind of the first piece. The second piece for bridging the digital divide in the city of Detroit is we're looking at a city where 60% of the residents do not have fixed line broadband access at home, which is just a staggering number to think about in 2015. So we're working on a lot of different creative ways right now that we're hoping to get out and pilot and demonstrate ways that we can bridge that digital divide and hook up some of these neighborhoods. So we're very early on in the stages of planning and what that's going to look like, but we got some pretty neat ideas that we're going to be rolling out.
You're actually planning not only a retail store, but a training center, Eddie?
That is correct. I mean, the idea is we'll have a retail store where people will actually be able to come and get your basic computer training as well. Going back to what Mark said, there's 60% of people that don't have internet connection to their home. So what we're hoping to do is open the doors to possibilities that they never thought of.
And not only are you looking at making that internet access incredibly fast for businesses and residences, but you're on your way to providing cable TV to Detroit as well?
Yeah, so one of the great things that we can do over our internet connection is provide a TV service. So that's the way the world is moving, is that TV will be delivered actually over your internet connection. You see a lot of this mention of cord cutting and getting away from the traditional cable model. So we actually want to ride that wave and maybe be at the forefront of that as well. So we're creating what we think is going to be a really unique cable TV service. So we'll be able to go head-to-head with all the incumbent providers that exist within the city.
Does that exempt you from the kinds of regulations and hoops that your Comcast and AT&T's have to jump through?
No, I think we're jumping through all the same hoops. Mm-hmm. You know, luckily we're in a state and a city where we're operating where a lot of that usual bureaucracy that you see in other places has been streamlined. There's been some great regulation that's happened in the state of Michigan in the last 10 years that's helped a lot. And the city of Detroit has been a great partner in terms of our construction, engineering, permitting. So far, we're moving along at a pretty good clip.
I'm talking with Mark Hudson and Eddie Demai, who are two of the three co-founders of Rocket Fiber. This is the super, super high-speed internet service that's coming to downtown Detroit and then to Midtown. And it's a venture being bankrolled by Dan Gilbert, who is certainly leaving his mark on the city of Detroit. So where are you now? I know you've been installing 5.5 miles of fiber optic cable around the Central Business District. Where are you at with that?
We're done with the backbone in downtown Detroit, which is the 5.5 you just mentioned. We're working on connecting buildings now, which we call the laterals, and then planning on being live second half of this year.
And then when do you think you'll get to Midtown?
Midtown, so we're working through engineering now. We'll start construction there in a couple of months, hopefully. We'll be live in Midtown at the second half of next year.
Now, you talked about this 100 times faster internet service in neighborhoods. So what will it take to get out into the neighborhoods? We're talking about a pretty sprawling city here.
Mm-hmm. The easiest answer is time, really. So 2016 Midtown, 2017, we're looking to push out even further. You look into 2018, 2019, just continue to grow and expand the network. So there's definitely a lot of new construction going on, so it does take time. We're also looking at some other technologies that might expedite that process. So we're looking at a couple different wireless opportunities to get out to a neighborhood quicker or to actually wire up a neighborhood quicker or provide internet wirelessly. So there's a lot of options on the table, and we're really looking at Detroit as kind of a test bed for some technologies that are just coming to maturation that might be able to be deployed in other cities or other areas that have a similar type digital divide.
And that's what I'm wondering. Are you ultimately looking to go out into Michigan and so you're starting in Detroit, as you say, kind of this test bed. What's the ultimate goal, do you think, Eddie?
So definitely we want to start in Detroit. We're starting downtown this year. We'll go to Midtown next year, as Mark stated. Mm-hmm. And then we'll kind of grow from there. You have to start somewhere. And these are projects that take time. But we're happy to hear from where people want us to go next. So reach out to us through social media, Facebook, Twitter. We'll have our website up here shortly. We're definitely looking to expand from there.
Now, faster internet certainly means businesses can get things done a lot faster. How else do you think, Mark, that Rocket Fiber could really shake things up?
The main thing that I always comes to my mind when you talk about 100 times faster internet is communication. What 100 times faster internet enables you to do is communicate on a more personal or human level online. We always talk about people, meeting in a room, always wanting to exchange ideas and get around a whiteboard and come up with ideas. Well, with 100 times faster internet, you can do crystal clear HD video conferencing, almost putting you in a room next to a person that could be in another city, somewhere else in the country. So communication is one of the really exciting areas that gigabit fiber, I think, really helps. Another area is healthcare. So health technology, obviously, there's a pretty extensive hospital system in the DMC. Henry Ford is a major presence within our footprint. So we're looking at a lot of creative ways that health technology is going to be advanced by gigabit fiber, things like in-home doctor visits for patients or doctors being able to share high-res MRI pictures over the internet. So there's really just a lot of limitless possibilities. We really look at Rocket Fiber as an infrastructure or the assembly line of the next century, as we like to call it.
And then, Eddie, circling back to what we talked about the goal of closing and narrowing that divide, what could doing that mean for Southeast Michigan?
You're building an infrastructure that people could innovate on. So when we had dial-up, you didn't have your Skypes and your Google Hangouts and so on. As the industry was innovated on, then you started seeing these new applications that made life a lot easier. What we'll be doing with this infrastructure is we're opening the doors to entrepreneurs and innovators to innovate and build that next application that will really make life a whole lot easier. A lot of people have seen the 4K TVs. With a gigabit service, you'll be able to provide content that is second to none. I mean, you could have somebody across the country, or you could have your doctor at a hospital, for example, doing a checkup via whatever is innovated on next, and make that whole doctor-client experience a lot smoother without actually having to get in your car and drive to see a doctor at the hospital.
I'm also just thinking in terms of, you said that 60% of people who live in Detroit who aren't hopping online every night the way that so much of Michigan takes for granted. What could that mean, do you think, to the region to have these folks plugged in, trained, and be able to join the club?
it's 2015, and the fact that that many people don't have internet is, again, it's a really scary thought in terms of a generation being left behind without having access to what I think is the most powerful tool imaginable in the internet, the most in-depth resource imaginable in the internet. We need to get those people online. You're never going to fix some of the problems that exist. Obviously, there's much larger and other problems in the city that we're all working on. But, you know, without internet access, I think a lot of people don't have a chance, and we need to make sure that they have it.
How do you compete against Detroit's internet providers? We've got AT&T and Comcast, although we know Comcast is going to pull out once it joins up with Time Warner, and it's going to turn its business over to Greatline Connections.
We're going to be a lot faster. We're offering what we think is a much superior value to our clients. But the other area that we're really, really wanting to innovate on is the client experience. We're going to be a company that treats you with respect. We're not going to transfer you around six times. We're not going to ignore you. We intend to offer a service that doesn't crash and go down all the time. We're looking at ways more in the long term to innovate on the client experience area, to treat you the way that you're probably used to being treated in other industries that you don't get right now from the incumbent providers.
There are other players in the fiber optic field, like FiberTech Networks out of Rochester, New York. They've already laid 850 miles of fiber optic cables throughout Metro Detroit. What do you want to do to set Rocket Fiber apart from that? I guess much the same, the client experience, or what else?
It's exactly it. It's the client experience. You know, we're providing service to residents, which, you know, FiberTech is not. Mm-hmm. And then it's important to mention that we actually encourage others to come and innovate and do the same things we're doing. We're not asking to be the only provider in Detroit that does this. We're actually hoping that other providers step up their game and provide that client service that people deserve and provide that internet speed that people deserve and actually put Detroit and America really on the map where it belongs and where it should be.
The United States used to be number one, ranked number one in the world in average internet connection speed. Not anymore. There's some studies that are saying we're now 21st out of 34 developed nations. We've fallen behind Korea, other parts of Southeast Asia, and much of Western Europe. So this is really a global competitiveness thing. So like Eddie said, we welcome competition. I think that everyone wins in that scenario.
Mark Hudson, Eddie Demi are two of the three co-founders of Rocket Fiber, an ultra-high-speed internet service coming to downtown Detroit and midtown Detroit, and then who knows and beyond. Great to meet you. Thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks so much for having us.